Exclusive, Eva Laardinger-Broek, Climate Transition is Globalist Pretext to Starve and Freeze Europe. By Robert Krajicek on October 19, 2022. Dutch commentator Eva Laardinger-Broek said on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that left-wing globalist interests use what they say is the threat of climate change as a pretext to freeze and starve people. Globalists are the ones that say we need to transition into renewable energy and all these things, and just starve to death and be hungry, basically, and freeze to death in our homes, because energy prices are skyrocketing, Laardinger-Broek stated. But they themselves never have to deal with any of the consequences of the policies that they're pushing. And that's just what is so incredibly sinister, but also evil, about this. It's really a do as I say, not as I do type of situation. Supranational organizations all basically have the same globalist agenda and are pushing for what they call a climate transition. Laardinger-Broek recalled the recent promotion of Dutch children eating insects, ostensibly to combat climate change by lowering carbon dioxide emissions with insect production relative to animal husbandry and meat processing, as an illustration of leftist premises used as pretexts for government control over food production. She noted how proponents of insect eating describe the practice as an avenue to alternative proteins relative to dairy, eggs, wild game, livestock, poultry, and fish. Laardinger-Broek said it was evil and sinister for the left to use children as political props as part of its climate change campaign. Such political messaging, she added, preys on children's innocence. These adults know exactly what they're doing, she said. They're corrupting the youngest, with ancient techniques, especially from the communists, to get to the minds of children first. She concluded by warning that Europeans are at risk of being frozen to death in the winter as energy costs continue to be artificially inflated by government edicts and decrees, including supranational organizations such as the European Union and the United Nations, marketed as measures to mitigate climate change. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.